New daycare rules will be the topic of a public hearing today in Boise. City Councilman T.J. Thompson wants the city to adopt his Healthy Child Care Initiative. If passed, the ordinance would require child care providers to offer at least 20 minutes of physical activity for every 3 hours a child is in daycare. Providers would also have to limit the amount of time kids spend in front of screens to an hour or less each day and provide nutritional meals that meet national standards. Rebecca Lemons has been working with Thompson on the initiative. She's a policy analyst with Idaho's Central District Health Department. She spoke with our Jody Martinson about the proposal.
Child care is a critical place where children learn some of their earliest habits. And because we know that at least half, if not more, of our children are spending so much time in child care, we feel like it's a critical place for them to have a healthy environment. Most cities and states across the country already have standards in place. Idaho actually ranks 52nd in the nation in terms of physical activity and nutrition standards in the child care environment. And so we felt like it was a good opportunity to work with the city of Boise, since they are working on trying to become the healthiest city in the country, to add some of these components into the Boise City ordinance to make the Boise kids healthier.
Sounds like it might be hard to enforce. What's the plan to actually monitor to make sure childcare facilities are doing these steps once they come into action?
Sure. So currently, Boise City does have child care inspectors that go out once a year and checks on a variety of health and safety issues. This will be added to their checklist. So what they'll be looking for is a daily activity schedule that would have how much physical activity time is in addition to how much screen time. So that would be a fairly simple check to look at the daily activity log. And then they'll also be looking for a menu to make sure that any meals and snacks being served would meet these guidelines. And then additionally, our follow-up component is that all of these things will be recorded on a new website that Boise City is looking to launch here in October, where parents can go in and actually search not only for who the closest provider would be to them, but also they will be able to see with green checks and red checks who is meeting these standards and who is not.
So it all sounds like it will make an already very difficult job taking care of children even more difficult. What do the providers think about this plan?
Everyone universally agrees that healthy kids are very important. What our goal is to provide some support to the providers. And so the other piece of this ordinance that is a requirement and will be part of licensing is all 300 of the city child care providers will be required to attend a four-hour training that will be free. It will count towards regulated training hours that they're already required to attend. And they will be provided with a variety of free curriculum and resources so that we can actually do some skill building with them. Because what we've heard from providers is they understand that healthy kids are important. They believe healthy kids are important. They want to do it. They just want some resources.
But it sounds like making healthier meals, more time outside, less time in front of televisions and other screens might mean you need more staff. It might mean that there are more costs for healthier food. How have you quantified the impact that's going to have on some of the very small businesses that take care of our kids?
Certainly. I think during the outreach that we've done, we've been trying to talk to the providers to garner some of that feedback to find out what kind of resources they would need. There are lots of resources on how to do shopping on a budget, how to do meal planning utilizing, you know, if you purchased one rotisserie chicken, how can you make that last for several meals throughout the week with the children? So we hope that we can teach them ways to really minimize the impact on their staffing or on their food purchasing costs.
And you mentioned that part of the goal is about tackling obesity. And as you know, we had new obesity statistics last week, and they support this trend. Idaho is growing more obese, and we're doing especially poorly when it comes to our kids. Connect the dots for me. How do these directly affect obesity rates in our children?
The new obesity rates that came out, the one that we've been referring to and using is there's a national study that was done that looked at 2 to 5 year olds, and they're showing that already between the ages of 2 and 5, approximately 8% of children are obese and approximately 20% are overweight. That's a lot. So we can see and we know that obesity starts very, very early, and we're already starting to work with medical providers on the fact that they're having to treat diabetes and heart disease and have protocols for stroke for children, which has never been done before. So we know that it's important to go as far upstream as we can. We've done a great job working in our schools, but childcare has really been an area where we haven't done a lot of work with obesity. And these other cities and states that have already implemented standards that are similar or stricter to the ones we're proposing for the city of Boise have started to show that working in the childcare environment is really successful and impactful. We're not only addressing childhood obesity and trying to reverse that trend, but we're hoping to prevent it.
That's Rebecca Lemons. She is with Idaho's Central District Health Department. She spoke with our Jody Martinson.